We are getting increasing numbers of people who have been messed up by psychiatry and in institutions, and some very, very, very ugly stories. Not a few, but many, many, many are coming through into our lines now to such a degree that it is no exaggeration to say that they run psychiatric death camps. I know that sounds very rabble-rouse, but the truth of the matter is there are death camps. They lure people in, for instance, as voluntary patients. They hurt them, they mess them up, they fill them full of drugs, and they smash them down with 50,000 volts. They tear their brains up. They actually use an instrument, which is an ice pick, to do this. And the people only live for a very short time when they're treated in this way, and if they don't die at once, which many of them, of course, do. After the fellow has gone in as a voluntary patient, they won't let him out. And they do other nasty things. They sterilize him, castrate him, mess him up, sexual perversions, that sort of thing with their patients. And this is coming through to us to such an extent that it is a wonder that some of these governments don't object to murder. That sort of is interesting to me, that certain areas don't seem to object to this murder. The psychiatrist murders people outright and forthrightly, and he's okay. And the general attack line is along the lines of human rights. Human rights. Somebody comes up to you, he's a hostile person, he's hostile to Scientology, and he says to you, and you say, why are you against human rights? If you know something about this subject, you just follow it right straight up. Total attack. In other words, you don't defend Scientology. You just simply attack along this line of human rights. Somebody else comes along, hostile. He says something to you about this, or he says something in press or in a group or something like this, and you should come back at him, why are you in favor of psychiatric death camps? Why are you in favor of psychiatric brutality to human beings? And just let him try to handle that ball. For instance, a newspaper writes an article on the subject of how bad Scientology is. Well, any Scientologist reading it should at once write the newspaper, why are you in favor of psychiatric death camps? Why are you criticizing Scientology? Why are you in favor of psychiatric death camps? Each time Scientology is attacked, we will build into the society, if all of you do this, we will build into the society an actual stimulus response mechanism. And a person making such an attack is in favor of psychiatric death camps. Any person can be picked up on just on the say-so of a psychiatrist or without any say-so at all, and at once thrown into one of these sanitariums, and he can be hurt, injured, obliterated, given amnesia, depersonalized, battered about, and in actual fact killed. Well, that about sums up the news on the battlefront, because make no mistake, we are at war. And please, for my sake, don't forget one thing. I am your friend. I am not from this planet. I am trying my best to do a job to bring tolerance and humanity to this planet in a very materialistic and often cruel age. I appreciate your help. I appreciate it more than I can tell you. And I wish to thank you and thank every staff member, thank every Scientologist for everything they're doing to make a better world come true.